From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, February 14th. The Saga is a student-run, student-funded publication at Pleasant Valley High School. It's one of the few remaining in the area. Chico High School ended its student publication over 10 years ago. The Saga's editor-in-chief, Alexis Oliver, is a senior this year. She leads the club like a teacher, organizing their coverage and assigning stories.
Watching that teamwork come together, people come up with ideas, people work together, get interviews, take photos, all of that comes to a successful month of publishing.
The Saga publishes 3 issues online each semester. Recently, Oliver covered post-election reactions across the Pleasant Valley campus, as well as the history of the Almond Bowl. She's been on the paper for over a year and a half, and plans to continue pursuing journalism next year in college. Her reporting can be found at pvsaga.org. In other news, Red Bluff police are asking the community to help find a woman who's been missing for the past week. 34-year-old Lauren Guillen disappeared last Wednesday evening after leaving her home on Walnut Street at 10 p.m. Her car was found at the Echo No Lodge the next day. The hotel is near the Sacramento River, igniting fears that Guillen may have fallen into rushing waters. Searches are being conducted along the river, and her family is asking for volunteers to help sweep the area around the Econo Lodge. And ebooks, audiobooks, and online shopping have become increasingly popular and convenient for many readers. But the bookstore in downtown Chico remains a sanctuary for those who still love cruising the aisles. Owner Mira Hughes says the experience of picking up a book is important for many readers.
That sort of experience of wandering and looking over the shelves and talking to a shopkeeper that can maybe point you in a different direction. Or maybe you find a book that no one you know has ever read, and yet it's like this thing that sets you abuzz and really brings you so much more information than you would ever get by just pushing a button online.
Hughes and her husband, Josh Mills, took over the shop in 2012. Hughes believes the bookstore has always been more than a store.
We are a community space. I mean, we're a business and we have to make money. That's all true. But we exist because of the community. And so that's always at the forefront of our mind, you know, what those needs are.
The bookstore is open 7 days a week. Also, the ashes have barely settled in Los Angeles County following the devastating Palisades and Eaton fires. Now, insurers and California policyholders will pay more to defray recovery costs. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The FAIR Plan is California's insurer of last resort for homeowners who can't get insurance elsewhere, but it doesn't have enough money to cover insurance payouts for the LA fires. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara is charging insurance companies $1 billion to cover the shortfall. They'll share the cost equally and will be allowed to pass half of the increase on to policyholders. It's not yet clear how much that will raise homeowners' rates, but it may cause even more insurance companies to leave California. A UCLA analysis estimates that property losses from the LA fires could exceed $164 billion, making those fires the most destructive in California's history and likely in the nation. The Camp Fire previously ranked as the most destructive. Losses from that fire amount to about $12.5 billion. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, the use of grazing livestock to reduce wildfire risk has just gotten a legislative boost. North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa has authored a bill that would require a nationwide strategy to use livestock for wildfire fuel reduction on public lands. LaMalfa said widespread use of grazing would benefit ranchers while increasing forest resilience. Chico residents witnessed this strategy at work along Lindo Channel and in Bidwell Park last year. Goat herds created defensible space while entertaining the public and revitalizing previously overgrown areas. The project was paid for by FEMA. And those were your headlines for Friday, February 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.